Begin current daf mesech to megillah davav. We begin on the days. We begin to his maasa to begin with the gemara hala inyan. Say the parshis. Now, however, regarding the order of the dal parshis, zev zeshav and adarish and adasheni are equal, which means shem karu abba parshis adarish. That if they read the dal parshis in the first other, meaning why would you if the ikra is adasheni? Shadayin lohi yodin shetich lava. They didn't know yet they're gonna have to make it into a leap year with adasheni. It's only after that they made it into an ibya, then insach lekrisim adar sheni, you wouldn't have to go ahead and read again in adar sheni. But of course, if they would have made it beforehand, then you wouldn't read it in adar rishon. Even the reading megillah, even initially, you could do it in adar rishon. Which the question is, where do you see that? That he says this like a tchila, the rishon. It would seem that the inference is from the fact that he says extra words. So all mitzvahs that apply by other sheni, nagis b'rishon apply by other rishon, which must like tchila. It sounds like even initially. But yes, the nagis says some of the custom masses he made mishnah b'simcha to make days of feasting and rejoicing. Rabba also b'chamisha also shal other rishon, the 14th and the 15th of the first other. And b'rita the masnit nami masvakin the initial. A superficial reading of the Mishnah also seems to indicate this. The comment from the fact that the Mishnah says El Mikra Megillah Bavad Matnas Levayim, the only difference between Adarish and Adarsheni is the reading of the Megillah and Matnas Levayim, which is about Adarsheni, Machlal. The inference is the other things, including the Mishnah B'Simcha, regarding the feasting and the rejoicing, that Zeb Zeb Shem, they're both the same. Which places the blame here, it doesn't seem to be correct. Because the Gemara says, no, the Deek is Holin Hesbet B'Tainis. So regarding Levaya and fasting, Zeb Zeb Shem. For that, they're the same. Machal de simcha mishtalek. It sounds like, but regarding rejoicing and feasting, it's not. Because most definitely, you're not going to say that the prohibition of fasting and eulogizing would be dependent baha on the obligation to have a suda. Because the italya baha, if they would be the same thing, hashemina de mishta b'simcha nagba, then you should have said better. You should have said that adarishin has the mishta b'simcha. But of course, if you have to have a feast and eat a suda, of course, it's forbidden to have a levaya and to fast, because the Yom Ha'amur Megillah's time is Surah Behesped, because the minor holidays that we mentioned, Megillah's time is the Yom Ha'amur Behesped, and they don't have as far as to have an obligation of Mishnah B'Simcha, and if you have Mishnah B'Simcha, for sure you would have time is Behesped. So that's the V'chein Halacha, that this is the Halacha, She'ein Tzorach L'Hach Melas is Mishnah B'Simcha Adarishon, that you don't have to be stringent to make Mishnah B'Simcha on Adarishon, it's only Hesped and times that you know how to do on Adarishon. Tis begins with the words of Mestaber Taimei, but his reasoning is logical because the aim of no mitzvah, because the halacha is that you're not allowed to bypass a mitzvah, so it makes sense that it's going to be the first adar, not the second adar. So let's say it's mikam kasha. From this logic, it's difficult. We find in Zvachim that the Nalf Me'ab Gemara, the Gemara says the Kamar Shiyari Adam, the leftovers of the blood from what's brought in the Heichel, and they're coming out of the Heichel. Hayishivichal Yisem Marubishu Mezbeach. They would pour it on the western foundation of the Mizbech. The Daig time, and the Gemara's Medaig, what's the reason? Because the Amakar, the Pasuk says, Yisud Mizbech Ha'ila, to the foundation of the Mizbech Ha'ila, which is Pesach El Ma'id, and the Pesach El Ma'id is on the western side. So we learn that from that Pasuk. So he says, of course, the Debakar, Hasim Lam Le'Kra, why do you need a Pasuk for typically, it should be sufficient, like the Sfar we're bringing here in the Divi Maschal Dari. They might be in the Mitzvah, now bypass the Mitzvahs. Kshayetim, Pesach Ha'ichel, it should matter. When you come out of the entry of the Ha'ichel, which is on the west, you first account to the western foundation. Of course, you can put it there. So, why do you need a pasuk? Now, the Yeshman Parashim, someone explained like this. That you can't say im avin al mitzvahs, that you now bypass a mitzvah. You only have two mitzvahs. You have to do it the first mitzvah and not the second mitzvah, which you wouldn't have in this case because it's not two mitzvahs, one mitzvah. The question is which you said, and that we don't say im avin al mitzvahs. So, this is not true, but that's not the case. There's only one mitzvah. You're doing the Megillah, either Adarishon or Adarsheni. But Velach Mefashat Tamashem Deimamim. Still, our Gemara tells us that the Svar of Emavim does apply. So, rather, Rabbi Yehuda Tiratiks, he answers that to explain the Gemara over there in Zvachim. No, the Ilav Krov. We didn't have a pasuk. I mean, I would have said yes. The Emavim, you're not supposed to bypass the mitzvah, which would be the Yisrael Marabi. But that's like a tchila. That's initially how the Yevet Shabbat. If you did it, would be okay because you're putting on the foundation. But we needed to say that no, it's forbidden even after the fact. It has to be the one that's Pesach Olmait. Well, you know, I mean, there another person says, it seems that Hasam, the Mitam de Imavirin, if you were just coming from Imavirin, look, is in the only thing we would see is El Dechomar Rabbish Mazrech Kasha, that the whole western side is Kasha. Obviously, look, is in the we wouldn't know it would have to be the foundation. Shemachi Itzach Kol, Lashmin Yisrael, then we need to have the Pasuk, which says, El Yisoid Mizbach HaYalech. That's why we needed the pasuk, and it wasn't enough with the Svar of Eim Avin al Mitzvah.